And now joining me in the KRVS studios is UL Lafayette Professor of History, Dr. Mary Farmer Kaiser, here to talk about some great projects in the works and ones that we can participate in that will be starting up very soon in honor, a celebration of Women's History Month. So welcome to our studios. And you've been a professor here at UL Lafayette since the year 2000, and your specialty is women's history. So it's a field that you're passionate about, that you've been working in a long time. And there actually is a group of y'all in Louisiana who are really working on this together. And you're here to talk about a wonderful public lecture given by another history professor in Louisiana who's been working very hard on it as well. And we'll talk about her lecture in a moment. But tell us about what you all have designed for Women's History Month.
We're really fortunate to have the ability to celebrate, to honor women this month, and we should be doing it 12 months of the year. But it's a wonderful opportunity to bring out women's history and to bring it out to the public. We have a lot of work to do. There's a dearth of Louisiana women's history out there and plenty of opportunity. And so we've designed a series of lectures, public lectures, and also opportunities for students here at UL to engage with historians who are working on Louisiana women's history. Wonderful opportunity.
Well, you were just relaying to me an occasion you had recently inquiring among a group of students if they could name some just famous Louisiana women, and they had a hard time.
Well, I'm teaching a Louisiana women's history course for the first time I'm aware of as ever being offered here at Louisiana UL. And we started the semester with just name some famous Louisiana women. And we had a really rough time. I think they brainstormed and wrote down as many as they could. And I think the highest number we got to was 8. But it was Kate Chopin, Britney Spears, Kathleen Blanco. And, I mean, it just goes to show we don't know our history.
Right. And even when we do take that year of Louisiana history in, what is it, 8th grade, that really doesn't come out.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because there's some remarkable women who are well-known, and there's even more who we don't know enough about yet.
Right. Well, where do you start in that class? How far back do you go? What's the earliest woman that you
well,
study?
Well, we started with the Ursulines. And colonial Louisiana women's history. And we have a wonderful historian coming later on in April, Emily Clark from Tulane University, and she's written much about the Ursulines. And so that's where we started. But she's also got a new book coming out on the Quadroon, the Louisiana or the American Quadroon, actually, myth and history. And so that will be coming up later.
Yeah. Now, give us a sense, how far back is that? When did the Ursulines come?
We're talking 1600s. So we moved pretty quickly through the colonial period, and we did. Mm-hmm. We went from nuns in this class to prostitutes in brothels in antebellum New Orleans. And so now we're starting to move into the 20th century. We did some Civil War history. And now we're moving into the 20th century. And Alicia Long, who is coming next week, has done some wonderful work on Storyville. But this new project that she has is outstanding. And it's really creating a whole new set of primary sources, if you will, for historians and students to be working with.
Because, of course, that's the way we know about these women are the records that are left, whether they're recorded or written. So what is her project? She's been recording women who are alive now, recording their stories. What kinds of women is she approaching to ask for these stories?
Well, she's got this wonderful project underway, and it's an ongoing project, and it's been underway since 2009. And it was funded by the Ford Foundation, and she has several partners. But she and her students at LSU have started to collect oral histories in a project entitled Listening to Louisiana Women. And so it's about collecting their stories. And she and her students have interviewed now around 80 women. They range in ages from 22 to 92. They represent every race and ethnicity,
every parish,
every geographical region. Mm-hmm. And it's ultimately allowing women to tell their stories in their way, mm-hmm. And to collect those oral histories, and to make them available down the road for historians to use. So they'll be collected and housed at the T. Harry Williams Oral History Center at LSU.
Hmm. So what has her focus been, Louisiana women or just women's history? What is Dr. Long's focus?
Dr. Long is a wonderful Louisiana woman. She's a Louisiana historian. Mm-hmm. She's written on much. But she has contributed in an important way to Louisiana women's history. Mm-hmm. And this is another way that she's contributing to a subject that we don't know right. as much about.
Right. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Dr. Mary Farmer Kaiser, who is a professor of history here at UL Lafayette, talking about a wonderful series of public lectures and student talks as well that will be taking place throughout the month of March to celebrate Women's History Month. And the first public lecture will be next Thursday, March 14th. Dr. Alicia Long will be coming from LSU to talk about her oral history project. So is she going to be playing some of these recorded oral histories or just talking about her work?
We should be so lucky. She will be bringing in the oral histories mm-hmm, for certain. Mm-hmm. And she plans to talk a little bit about the origins of the project. But I love her subtitle. It's Future, Past, and Present. And it's Louisiana, listening to Louisiana women, future, past, and present. And so she's going to talk about the origins of the project, its promise for the future, the perspectives that it provides mm-hmm. from on our past, and the role that it can play in educating others about the issues that impact Louisiana women in the present.
I mean, that is interesting because we think of oral histories as the provenance of folklorists, I guess, mm-hmm. who are trying to preserve something, whereas historians, maybe we think of them using older materials from people who are past. So this is an interesting juxtaposition of really creating history and making sure that we have the history in years to come.
I love that you think of it as something that a folklorist mm-hmm. Is using, but historians very much, I mean, we rely mm-hmm, mm-hmm. absolutely on oral histories and doing those oral histories. And the oral histories are a wonderful opportunity that bring history to life for students and for anyone. Mm-hmm. But it's an important way that connects the present in a way, humanizes the past in a way that really connects to the present.
Mm-hmm. Well, and especially if you are talking with people 70, 80, 90 years old who are remembering decades that so many of us don't.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But I think it's important to remember, too, that 22-year-olds
have a history.
Have a history, and they, too, have something to contribute. And there are important continuities between these generations, and certainly there are discontinuities.
Mm-hmm. I think it's probably because we have so many great folklorists around here, is that so often
Absolutely.
You hear them talking about using that tool rather than the historian. So that will be an interesting thing for people to hear and learn about, that tool in your palette. My guest, Dr. Mary Farmer Kaiser, here talking about the Women's History Month lecture series that they've put together. Dr. Alicia Long from LSU will be here next Thursday, March 14th. It's open to everyone. It's a free program and will be held at the Alumni Center. Who else do you have coming this month?
We have, actually later this month, we have Dr. Shannon Freistack, who is actually coming from Pennsylvania, who works on the Civil Rights era. And so she'll be talking with my class about the role of women in the Civil Rights Movement in Louisiana. Dr. Janet Allred, from McNeese State University, will be coming over also later on to talk to my class about women and the modern women's movement and feminism and how Louisiana women came to and or resisted the modern women's movement. And then we also have Emily Clark, and she's going to be coming to talk about her new book. It's going to be out for the first time in April. She's coming, I believe, a week after it comes out, and she's going to do a book signing as well as a public talk on the Louisiana Quadroon, myth and history. So we're looking forward to that. All of these things are made possible by a generous gift to the History Department, the Gilbo Charitable Trust. And we are so very fortunate to be able to bring in these speakers to engage with our students and to bring Louisiana history.
And to inspire these students to continue creating this field of women's history in Louisiana. Well, tell us about your design for that, because there seems to be this gathering momentum here of professors in Louisiana, scholars in Louisiana who are focusing on women in Louisiana, their history. And what do you, outside of this month of celebrating women with the speakers coming in, what are some of your plans for really improving that part of your offerings in the History Department?
Well, we have a lot of things in the works right now, and there's a cohort of, like you said, scholars working on Louisiana women's history. And a few years back, Judy Gentry from the History Department and Janet Alluret from McNeese State University put together a volume of collected essays called Louisiana Women, Their Times and Lives. And we're actually preparing a second volume of that because it was received so well, and there's a need for it. Mm-hmm. So that volume will be coming out next year, but we're also preparing an exhibit, a museum on the move of sorts, mm-hmm. that is going to be put in this lovely 1950s Airstream trailer, that's shiny silver mm-hmm. Airstream trailers. Mm-hmm. And so this class that I'm teaching this semester on Louisiana women's history is creating the research base for an exhibit that will go into that fantastic museum on the move.
And who gets to ride around with that trailer?
We will take it wherever we are invited. We're thinking the Louisiana Book Festival, any kind of festival, mm-hmm, public mm-hmm. libraries, high schools, mm-hmm. anything.
I think the New Orleans Museum of Art had a Van Gogh.
Oh, fantastic.
It was a van on the go, and they called it Van Gogh. So maybe you can come up with some really lovely name for that silver Airstream.
Great. Yes. But Dr. John Troutman teaches our museums class. And so in the fall, he's offering a museums class that will take the research base that my students come up with this semester and the exhibit theme and so forth that they come up with. And the museums class will install it, create it.
So UL Lafayette will have a museum on the go, mm-hmm. traveling around, dispensing wonderful information and history throughout the state.
Isn't it great?
What a lovely idea. Oh, we definitely have to have pictures of that.
We will. We actually have a website already, museumonthemove.org.
All right, let's write that down, museumonthemove.org.
And we have a picture of the Airstream trailer and all of my fantastic students standing in front of it.
Well, we're going to look forward to have you and your students come back here and tell us more about that museum on the go. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Dr. Mary Farmer Kaiser. She's a professor of history here at UL Lafayette. They have prepared this series of lectures throughout the month of March, celebrating Women's History Month. It begins next week with a public lecture given by Dr. Alicia Long, Thursday the 14th at 6:30 in the UL Alumni Center. It's about her ongoing oral history project on Louisiana women. All are invited, and we'll keep announcing that. And if you have any questions about it, you can call the History Department, and I'm sure Dr. Farmer Kaiser will be glad to take your questions.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for coming by, and again, we look forward to all of your work and your students' work and the progress of the history of Louisiana women. Thank you.
Thank you.